A coastal flood advisory is in effect across California Wednesday through Sunday for shorelines around bays and the Pacific coast as another winter storm moves in, coinciding with high astronomical tides. Roger Goss, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in San Francisco, shared an overview of what residents can expect.
Yeah, so we are expecting rain showers to move in from the south on Wednesday and making it up to the Bay Area by Wednesday afternoon and Thursday. The general rain is going to be light, and we're not going to expect to see very much of it initially. But then an atmospheric river is going to be arriving on Friday from the north. And that's going to be when the winds are the strongest and the rain is the heaviest. We're not expecting a repeat of last week's storm system, however. So that's some good news. But there's still going to be periods of off and on rain at times from Wednesday through at least Monday of early next week.
Forecasters warn that up to 2 feet of coastal flooding is possible in low-lying areas near shorelines and tidal waterways.
We are expecting king tides from Wednesday through Sunday, peaking on Friday. So that's going to be when it's the highest. But the rainfall that we are expecting on Friday may actually result in some minor coastal flooding, especially the low-lying areas around the San Francisco Bay and San Pablo Bay. But the rainfall that does occur will not be able to really run off into the ocean as it would otherwise if we were on a clear day.
Last week's powerful winter storm brought the wettest Christmas season in years. In Los Angeles, it triggered mudslides, debris flows, and flash flooding that damaged homes and overwhelmed roads. Firefighters rescued more than 100 people across Los Angeles County. In the mountain communities near San Bernardino, roads turned into rivers, cars were buried in the mud, and bridges were destroyed.
Oh, yes. Last week for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day especially, we saw a very powerful atmospheric river that came through Southern California and gave us tremendous amounts of rainfall. I mean, coastal areas received anywhere from at least three to 6 inches, if not more. In the mountain areas, we had upwards of 15 to 17 inches in some spots. So we definitely had a significant amount of rainfall. With that, we had widespread flooding issues, both urban flooding and major debris flows, like up near the bridge, Burnscar and Wrightwood, and so forth. So it was all some very, very impactful weather. We even had a brief tornado in Boyle Heights.
That was Rich Thompson, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Los Angeles, who says tornadoes aren't as rare in Southern California as they are in the North, which saw a 2% tornado risk over the Christmas holiday. While this storm is not expected to be as severe, Santa Ana winds have prompted an advisory.
Right now, we're dealing with our reprieve. We have some moderate to strong Santa Ana winds that are blowing across the area right now. But unfortunately, beginning Wednesday, New Year's Eve, continuing through next weekend, we have another couple storm systems going to be moving across the area, bringing even additional rainfall to the area, especially on New Year's Day and then again on Saturday. But this upcoming storm or wet period we have coming beginning New Year's Eve, continuing through next weekend, is going to be nowhere near what we experienced around Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We are going to get several inches of rainfall in that time period from New Year's Eve through the weekend. And so there's going to be potential for, again, you know, urban flooding, be some minor mud and debris flows near recent burn scars. Even in non-burn scar areas in the mountains, like mountain roads, you might see some rocks and maybe some mud coming across mountain roadways and so forth. So, again, those are the main things we'll be watching is the possibility of those urban flooding and some minor debris flows.